Brock, it's Kevin Butters here, mate. I have racing pigeons. And I have... Sorry? No, they're crook, mate. Now, I probably want an autopsy done. Would you be able to do an autopsy in that for me? Would you want one still alive or one that's passed away? Well, I haven't got... Sorry? Yeah, I have. It's just a... The droppings are very real wet and loose. Some of them get over it, a lot of them get over it, but some die from it. I've had about three or four die so far, and it's been ongoing now since probably in the middle of race season. My cockbirds and that got it, and then it went through to me hens. And it's just been an ongoing. I've treated them for everything. But, yeah, nothing works. Yeah. Well, I know it's not rota, because I've had rota. We get rota every year, and there's definitely different symptoms altogether to rota. No, no vomiting, no. They just get a bit fluffed up, and, like, the ones that are... with them, like, because I got the first round and now the second round's moved in with the older babies. Normally it's the younger ones getting a little bit of under pressure a little bit more, so they break down a bit. But they're still flying good, but they just keep breaking down. No, mate, no, I've never been to this before, no. Yeah. Yeah, they've had all that, yeah. Not what for what? I don't do that. I do them for pigeon pox, but I don't do them for PMB, no. Yeah, that's what we reckon. But how long do you think that the virus is going to take? Like, this has been lingering on now for, probably half the year. I always worm. I worm probably three times a year with the Avitrol Plus, and that does tapeworms and everything. And because I got a wire floor, I don't find many worms. I'm always on top of the worms because we race them, of course, and you've got to be in best of health, buddy, to perform. I treat that if they break down or anything like that, if I see any signs of respiratory or anything like that, yeah, I always treat. But yeah, no, they, it's just that even the even the pigeons that the older pigeons when I raced last year, even their droppings are still not 100%. They're still loose. They're still damp. They just haven't come back. And that would have been... Right. Oh yeah, sure, yeah. I understand that, yeah. But I haven't got any that looks like gonna fall off the perch yet, but I have got plenty of them here that I can pick from the droppings are real bad, like in the mornings I clean twice a day. And there's still plenty there I can pick off the perch that's, you know, still not right. What happens if I can't get a dead one in the near future if I just bring them over one that's crook at the moment? Until and then when the next one passes away, I'll bring it over straight away. When today I can't make it, but what about are you right? Is it best to go in tomorrow, or would you prefer to do it on a Monday? So, yeah. Oh yeah. You want me to wait until Monday and bring it in? Or do you want me to bring it in tomorrow? You don't work tomorrow, did you say? Right. All right. I can put things in. Yeah, whatever you think, mate. What do you reckon? Yeah. Yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Butter, mate, yeah, butter with an S on it. Mate, I ain't got one, mate. I'm not no good on computers or anything like that. 20 Winchester Avenue, Burpengary East. Yeah, mate, just got to bang it up R9 last night. all the meat's gone. Yep. Oh, right. I got insurance mob coming today to look at because my back Calabon fence got blown flattened. So they're coming to have a look at it, and I think they're going to look after us with the... I told them all the meat buggered in the freezer and everything as well, so I don't know what they're going to do there, but anyway. Yeah, they said they just my stock lots got all wet. But I just cleaned them out straight away. But yeah, there's no the stock pigeons are fine. It's just these race pigeons that got the bug in them. I know what it is. Been in pigeons. I'm nearly 70 year old, and I've been in them since I can remember. Like you know, yeah. No, this is probably on the last 2 months. I've bred about 116 so far this year, but they're not all in that same cage. My cage is 9 meters long. And 200 pigeons, I'd say. That's counting stock pigeons, I think. It's only in me race loft. Yes. Not while they're in with their parents, no. It's only when I move them from the stock loft over into the race loft. And that's when they start to have the problems. Yes, my first round babies, yes. They would have been born in, say, the 8th month, say, August, yeah. Just pigeon mix, peas, wheat, sorghum. They get a bit of corn. Yeah, they get a bit of a mixture, and then they get fresh grit and mineral powder and all that. Well, when I treat for coxie, they'll get, here we go. Bacon. Yes. I have a Avitrol Plus as a tablet. And they don't get 12 hours, 24 hours, I mean, before I give it to them. They don't get fed 24 hours before I give them a tablet. Not really. I keep away from as much as I can of using any antibiotics or anything. I don't try and, you know, I'll try and make the bird's immune system build up too much, especially in the off-season. But normally canker, if I find any, I think, got canker, I'll give him a dose of Emtrol or Ronnie Vet stuff. I think I got it. All my babies are done before I wean them across from their parents. So I do them all in the nest. Because they start very early. Oh, they'd be a month old, 5 weeks old. The mosquitoes, see, they get mosquitoes get in them straight away as soon as you move them over. So I don't get any chicken pox or not that. No, mate, no. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll be telling you a white fib there because I have got them on sulfur abs at the moment. Maybe. But for 5 days now. They're about 400 off the ground. I've got concrete underneath me loft. My loft's about 400 off the ground. I've got wire floor. It's all, but I've got timber right around on the inside. It's only probably 10 inches where underneath the perch is. The droppings through underneath the cage. But that's not a problem. And how do I actually, whereabouts are you actually? Give me in a rough area because I'm not real good on the phone getting to the addresses, but just give me a rough idea which way to head to get there. Yep. What is it? Towards the hospital end, is it? Oh, right. Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll pop this, yep. It'll be right. Right, I might not a worry. Yep. Thank you very much, Brock. Appreciate it, mate. Talk to you. Thank you.